So I am going to talk about a study where I'm focusing on a single cytochrome P450 gene, CYP6A2, that came up, emerged in some studies that I did where I was comparing expression of P450s between two strains of Drosophila, a methoprene-tolerant strain and a wild-type strain. So cytochrome P450 enzymes are interesting because they're involved in many functions in insect physiology. And that's because they perform a really general reaction, which is the addition of oxygen to a substrate with NADPH. And so this is involved in detoxification and in biosynthetic pathways. In insects, cytochrome P450s can detoxify natural compounds, synthetic compounds like insecticides, and they are involved in the biosynthesis of ecdysteroids, and they're also involved in juvenile hormone production. So methoprene is interesting because it kind of lays at the intersection between hormones and insecticides. And there is evidence that methoprene can be detoxified by P450s. Juvenile hormones show that, so for methoprene resistance, there's no single P450 that's been identified, but for juvenile hormones, there's in cockroaches, two P450s have been identified. And it's interesting because they perform, seem to have different functions. So CYP15A1 is involved in a very specific reaction, which it acts on methylfuranzoate to produce JH3, an active compound. Compare that to CYP4C7, which is kind of an overall metabolic reaction that can break down all of these products. In houseflies, CYP6A1 can perform two reactions. It can metabolize methylfuranzoate to JH3, and it can also do this unique reaction of producing the bisepoxide. And so and this will come up later, because when I was looking at CYP6A2 in these two strains, I found that in the wild-type strain, I had high expression at late third instar, but in the methoprene-resistant strain, which this is denoted by RST1JH1, it seems to be completely knocked out. And so I was wondering then, well, is this reduction in CYP6A2 somehow contributing to the methoprene tolerance? So CYP6A2 is pretty well studied P450, and it's been shown to be involved in detoxification and bioactivation. And it's been shown to detoxify multiple insecticides. But if I see a reduction in CYP6A2, that would mean to me that it would be involved in some sort of bioactivation of methoprene. And so I looked into the literature to see what else is bioactivated by CYP6A2 and came up with aflatoxin B1. So this is a compound, it's a naturally occurring product from Aspergillus fungus. And it's something that fruit flies could encounter in their host food, rotting fruit. And so what I wanted to do was compare then the toxicities of these two chemicals to see if the reduction in CYP6A2 affects them. So what's known about this is in methoprene seems to disrupt adult eclosion in Drosophila melanogaster. So this is unlike Lepidoptera, where the larval to pupal shift is affected. Aflatoxin prolongs larval development of Drosophila melanogaster, and this is linked to suppression in the neurosecretory cells. And so there's also some natural variation in the susceptibility, and it's been shown to be due to genetic differences, but no actual gene has been identified. So what I did was I first compared the toxicity of these compounds. So what I have are two strains of these methoprene tolerant strains, and they're the same genetic background, but they've been kept isolated. And I compared them to Oregon R, which is the strain on which they were derived. And I looked at increasing doses of methoprene in the diet and the number of adults surviving. You can see the Oregon R, it drops significantly at just 5 parts per million. But the length of pupation till pupation, the length of development time for larvae is not different between the two strains. Compare this to aflatoxin. So aflatoxin in the diet, I do see that there is a difference in the response to aflatoxin between the methoprene resistant strain and the wild type. But it's shifted in the response. So in this case, the methoprene tolerant strain seems to be resistant to this increase in the larval to pupation time of the Oregon R strain. But there doesn't seem to be any difference, and this is actually, I did the study again and I found the same trend. But there doesn't seem to be a difference in the insects that actually make it to pupation. There is not a difference in the number that emerge. And so what I'm seeing here is then there's a difference in whether the compound affects the affects the flies at larval stage or in the pupal stage. And my data is that I have CYP6A2 is lower expression in the larval stage. And so at this point I can't really make any more conclusions about what CYP6A is doing because I need more expression data. But what I can do is start to look at the protein and what it can do, what its function is. And so in our lab we have been doing modeling of different P450s, and so I was able to model CYP6A2 and base it on CYP6A1, which is from the housefly, and a lot of work has been done on it. And they are 48% similar, so they're very similar, and we can use an alignment and then we do an alignment and then we compare it to P450s for which there's a crystal structure. And what I found was I can actually dock these substrates into the active site, and the P450s use a heme moiety in order to pass that oxygen. So we can measure the distance to the heme, the closer the better, but really anything between 4 and 6 is pretty good, and under 4 is even better. And we can measure the potential energy of that. And so what I found was that if my model is CYP6A1, for the substrates that it's known to metabolize, I got pretty good docking results. So the distance to the heme is pretty close, the potential energy is good. Now, CYP6A1 has been shown not to metabolize methoprene. There was no product associated with that. And methoprene can be metabolized in two ways. So it can be epoxidized, and that is going to make it more toxic. If it's demethylated, that will detoxify it. So my model of CYP6A1 is showing that it actually could probably demethylate methoprene, but that was not found in the study that looked at CYP6A1 metabolism. So compare this to CYP6A2, and what I find is that probably CYP6A2 is not actually doing anything on any of these compounds. JH3, methylfarnsoate, methoprene, they do not seem to be close enough to be able to transfer that oxygen and get some sort of reaction. But aflatoxin does fit, and the epoxidation of aflatoxin is going to make a toxic product. The hydroxylation is going to make a less toxic product. And so what I see is that actually the epoxidation seems to be more favored than the hydroxylation. And that's what my results showed, that if CYP6A2 is reduced, there is less, it's less toxic to the insects. And so just to finally show, so what we can do then is we can make a model and we can dock these compounds, and this is aflatoxin. And there's two distances, and it's difficult to see, but this hydrogen here is the one that would demethylate it and make, or hydroxylate this and make it less toxic. And it's 7.9 angstroms away from the heme. And the this point here would epoxidize it and make it more toxic, and it's closer. And so this shows that, I mean, even though CYP6A1 and 6A2 are very similar in sequence, they don't seem to have the same catalytic site. And so it's important to take a look at proteins on a case-by-case basis, but this also will allow me to have some predictions that I can test. And so my next step is going to be expressing these proteins and giving them the substrates to see what kind of turnover I see. So I have a bunch of people help me out with this. Sanjiva Rupasinghe helped me with all the protein modeling. He's really worked out that system, and I've been funded by a couple sources. Thanks.
Questions?
Can you just go back to your slide about the effect of CYP6A2 reduction? I didn't quite see whether there was no difference between the resistant and non-resistant strains.
For methoprene? For methoprene, there's a difference in the adult surviving, but not in how long it takes to pupate. And in aflatoxin, it's the opposite. If they take longer to pupate, but if they make it, there's not much of a difference in who becomes an adult and how many become adults.
Sorry, so this was, you reduced the levels of CYP6A2?
They're natural. Yeah, but the CYP6A2 levels are just, it was just a naturally occurring thing that I found.
And then also, how did you measure the CYP6A2 levels initially?
Oh, initially it was with just an RT-PCR Southern analysis.
Okay, so just not quantitative.
Right, semi-quantitative, yeah.
Thank you very much.